Tony and Lola are good to me when they can be. Afterwards, they call it a good time with Derek. Derek is an oilfield supervisor and is old, but loaded. Derek is a fat, fat young white boy off the Gulf rigs. Derek is an underwater welder, father of four, with slick fingers. Derek is a pickup truck of scrubbed and hard and eager oil field accountants ready for action. And Derek's bills stimulate our local economy for weeks. Good run with the oil man. We all get to go up to Dallas for steaks and Neiman Marcus and drink $20 cocktails made with real gold. Tina finished paying her 48 blowjobs for the red Mustang convertible, and it's hers now, fair and square. And Tina and Lola in front, and Tony and me in back, and there's no need for a hotel because we're not ever going to sleep again. Sleeping is for people who have not been paid. For bacon stuffed potatoes and a pound of steak for each of us, and we'll each get 5 color eyeshadow compacts at the Christian Dior counter, and we'll use their ladies' room. And we'll try on their furs, because in Dallas, even at Neiman Marcus, it doesn't matter whether you got your money fresh from the deck or wherever. If you're beautiful and young and you ask for Andrew, who takes care of all the women whose lesions don't show yet. Tony and Lola like to say, she looked like an Amish marijuana bride. They shoved my body in the bathtub, finding fissures I never knew existed. They cut my hair and dyed it mahogany, copper, yellow, red, and after 6 hours and 3 joints, it was a fabulous thought, high and bright and confident. Tina, our thief, lifts the Chanel lipstick samples, and we have eyeliner and base and rouge and contour cream, and the first afternoon I become a woman's eyelashes. Cocaine that she glues my eyelids together, and I have to stay blind and calm, listening to Twilight Zone and drinking whiskey from a straw until she comes down enough that her hands stop shaking and she can pick my lashes apart with a safety pin.
push-up bras from before Derek paid for her to be a 36 triple D. And they slide me into a tiger stripe polyester thong, and we go out for whiskey and modeling night at Cantina Rosalita. The girls set me up for my trial run, alone in the Taqueria patio around the oil can meat smoker. They tell me not to let their best polyester dress catch fire and melt all over my skin, because even Mary Kay can't fix that shit. She's trying. And my false lashes all about the anti-tank mines and the RPGs. He thinks maybe my tiger-striped should come with him to Austin, where George Bush is going to finalize the contract for supplying our boys headed for the Gulf. The arms dealer talks about surface-to-air missiles, and he inserts an index finger into the cleavage between my first and second toes, and draws a sloppy heart in the sweet Texas dust accumulating on my patent leather stilettos. This is how I learned to be a woman. Urinal cakes and spitzing for men. He's gonna get lucky. It's in his eyes, small and round and happy. You and your girlfriends want to see the jacuzzi in my hotel. I go inside the bar to get advice from Tony and Lola and Tina. They're miserable because it's not their music here. They're sick of Tejano because no matter how drunk they get, it's still not disco. Nothing here is fabulous. There's no gold lame for them inside this favor they're doing for me. But they've done something big for me. They've taken me out as my first woman to get my first man, and they're gonna see this through. So Tina cracks her head in the arms dealer direction and curls her lip in a breathtaking Christian Dior sneer. And with contempt says, you can do better, honey. You're too young for that slab. I look at my slab and he looks no different than how they've described their Derek's, all sweaty and thick and pink in the Texas 2 in the morning border diesel Bud Light neon sludge. And they say, nah, honey, you're not going down like this, not yet. So the girls lead me back to the weapons dealer, and they pretend to drop their lighters and their lipsticks and their car keys in the dirt. And they bend down in front of him, and his eyes widen, all pink in the whites, because they have the finest asses in all of South Texas. And they're young and tight and brown and barely covered in American flag spandex down there, and they're bending. And bending their asses high up in the air, and down they go, long acrylic fingernails digging in the dirt, and their asses up to him, and he sees their seams where panties meet wither, and the rich rolling spheres of their testicles packed just right.
And he says, what kind of game you running here? And alongside the shape of his hard on and his bleached pleated jeans is the shape of a longer, fatter pistol barrel. And that's when I know he's anxious. He looks at me with an explosive burst of thoughts and says, are you a woman or are all the girls she-males? And ducks his head under his hat and he's gone before Tony and Tina and Lola stand up laughing so hard they barely gasp out the instructions on how fast I've got to run now in these stilettos. Thank you. The girls know how to jimmy the lock to latch the back gate for just this kind of prank. The prank that sometimes means when we go into Dallas for steaks and gold dust. And our liquor, they've got bruises down the side of their magnificent cheekbones. But tonight means we get to go to the gay speakeasy, and I'm the least convincing woman there. I look around and I see how much I have to learn. How much harder I'm gonna have to work at this being a woman thing. I look at the queens and their beauty, their blonde wigs and mile-high legs with thighs for nights and days and then all the nights in the world that will never be enough. Is to be a lesbian if this is where it's going to get me.
Thank you. let you down. I won't let you down.
Pleasures remain, so does the pain. Words are meaningless.